I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Education is a difficult issue for the children of migrant farm workers. In certain parts of the U.S., the high school graduation rate for migrant students is 20%. Very few of those graduates continue on to college. 15 years ago, the University of New Mexico created a program that would recruit, enroll, and mentor these non-traditional students at UNM. The College Assistance Migrant Program, CAMP, is led by Rosa Isela Cervantes. Rosa, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What are the obstacles students from migrant families face in terms of getting an education?
Well, as the term implies, migrant workers, students are typically following the crops, and so they're moving from place to place, and that may mean that that happens throughout the school year. And so students come in and out, travel quite a bit, and have to adjust to different schools. Also, I think in New Mexico, there's the challenge of where we have students in very rural New Mexico sometimes not receiving as many educational opportunities they might get within a city like Albuquerque. And so all of those tribute to their difficulties in graduating high school and then pursuing a degree.
The program focuses on the student's first year.
Correct.
At UNM. In what way?
One is academic preparedness. So we provide them with an academic advisor who helps support them. And a big deal is a lot of students, rural New Mexico to Albuquerque, New Mexico, there's a lot of culture shock and there's that need for family and support. So definitely we provide that social and personal support. Also, the students are required to do tutoring hours where they come in and they're studying and we have tutors available to help support them. So we do everything from bowling night to study sessions.
And there is some financial assistance as well.
Oh, absolutely. So the program does assist with scholarships, whether it's a book stipend or an overall scholarship where students can put that money towards their tuition or their living situation.
This year, Rosa, how many students are involved in the program?
We currently have 29 students, and about half of those live on campus, and about half of those live within the area with family members or with other camp students. And we're really proud that 63% of the students that we've served in the last 15 years are either still in school or have graduated with bachelor's, master's. We have a few doctors, a few lawyers. So overall, we fare about the same or better than the overall UNM numbers.
This is obviously a great benefit for these students. How does it benefit UNM?
I think there's a couple of ways that it benefits UNM. One is that it really provides that diversity of students from all backgrounds, right? And so it provides that richness that UNM, I think, can really be cutting edge about and can be known for. The students who are coming through camp, the majority of them are Hispanic or Native American. So it really reflects the state's population. And also what America is going to look like in 2050, for example. And so I think that it benefits UNM in understanding the needs of the students across New Mexico. The fact that we're able to provide this to the New Mexico community is amazing because it really allows students to have the very best education who might not otherwise have it. I think it's also important to see that some of the goals of UNM is to be serving the community. And this is definitely doing that.
Rosa Isela Cervantes leads UNM's College Assistance Migrant Program. The program has helped 179 migrant students graduate from the university. More from Rosa on the program at kunm.org. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.